All Spider Latham wanted to do was get home. He wanted free of the choking black necktie, free of the memory of his mother in a cheap casket. If he were a drinking man, he'd head right to the whiskey. Instead, he thought he'd fix the fence that ran along the south property line. It had been on his to-do list for a while, and the work would be hot, hard, and demanding. Lori, sitting beside him in the pickup, pointed at a small square sedan parked in front of their house. "Isn't that the car you drove home from Las Vegas last year?" "Yep, that's the one." Spider turned off the gravel road, rolled over the cattle guard, and pulled up beside the orange Yugo, with flames decorating its front end. "I don't know that I'm ready for company." Lori patted his knee.
"Maybe company is what you need. You like that fellow, don't you? What's his name?"
"Jade Tremaine. Yeah, I like him. But today's not."
"Life goes on."
The moment he turned off the key, Lori opened the door and slid down to the ground. Smiling, she walked toward the young man emerging from the compact car.
"Hello, Jade. Welcome."
Jade took the hand she held out to him.
"Did I come at a bad time?"
His eyes went from Lori, dressed in a black dress and high heels, to Spider, climbing out of the pickup wearing a black suit on a hot August Tuesday. Spider ambled over, pulling down his Stetson to shade his eyes from the afternoon sun. He shook Jade's hand and nodded toward the Yugo. "Your dad still keeping you humble?" Jade laughed and looked at his watch.
"It was the only company car left in the garage."
Lori patted the orange fender.
"I never will forget having to rescue Spider when he drove it home that time he was doing some work for your dad."
Spider eyed the car. "I wonder why he hangs on to it. It must be more than 20 years old."
23, but it doesn't have that many miles on it. No one wants to drive it."
Jade looked at his watch.
"I've come to talk to you about doing some more work for Dad."
"Spider, take Jade out back," Lori said. "You can sit in the shade while he tells you what he's come for. I'll bring out some ice water." She headed up the walk to the front door. Spider jerked his head in invitation and led his guest across the lawn. At the backyard fence, he held the gate open. Jade passed through.
"I tried to call, but it said the phone was disconnected."
"Things have been pretty tight lately. We figured that was something we could do without." Spider fished a cell phone from his shirt pocket. "The county gave me this to use for work, but I don't take any personal calls on it."
"So you're still deputy sheriff?"
Spider pocketed the phone as he headed toward a grape arbor.
"Yeah, but the county's running out of money. Ever since this last recession hit, all employees have to take 3 unpaid furlough days each month. And then I had a funeral to pay for."
Jade stopped just short of the shade.
"Oh, gee, Spider, is that where you've just been?"
He hit his forehead with the heel of his hand.
"I bet you wish I hadn't come."
Spider sat in one of the chairs and pointed at the other. "Take a load off." Jade hesitated, his hands in his pockets.
"Sit," Spider said.
Jade sat.
"I'm sorry about coming today. Would you... could I... whose funeral was it?"
Spider crossed his legs, resting the ankle of his black cowboy boot on his knee. He took off his Stetson, held it in his lap, and turned his face away.
"My mother's."
As he looked off to the south, his eyes welled up, and a tear slid down his cheek. Jade shifted in his chair.
"I'd better go."
Still looking away, Spider made a negative motion with his hand. He drew a handkerchief from the inside pocket of his coat and wiped his eyes.
"Don't go."
He blew his nose and turned to face the younger man.
"I don't know where that came from. I haven't cried a tear since Mama died."
Jade sat with his hands on his knees. He opened his mouth as if to say something, but closed it again and folded his arms tightly across his chest.